Hi everyone, this is Kylie from the Ag Center News, and today I'm here with William Bordeaux, farmer and board member of American Pistachio Growers. And today we're going to kind of give a little recap of what just happened last week. It was pistachio week for the Central Valley, and we had a bunch of local restaurants participate with American Pistachio Growers. Can you give us a little rundown of what just happened this past week in the Central Valley?
Well, we're happy that we've grown the amount of restaurants that have been participating this year. There's 25 restaurants, and it was great. It was an excellent opportunity for us to experience hospitality. The restaurateurs were happy, the customers were happy, and the growers.
That's amazing. I've heard a lot of buzz about it through the just around town and everything, and I've heard nothing but great things. So that was awesome. So William, why did APG start Pistachio Week?
Well, I think farmers historically haven't done a good job marketing and telling our story. And I think we have a wonderful story. And so the more ways that we can get out there in the public and let people know all that farmers do, it's difficult. You have to take a lot of risks. And then you have such a wonderful product. I mean, we're blessed here in the state of California. It's such a vibrant and productive growing region. And so often we spend our focus on making sure we have a good crop. And we need to spend more time telling our story and letting people experience the wonderful things that we grow. Pistachios are an excellent example of that.
So with this year, I just kind of wanted to talk about and ask you, how has it evolved since the beginning, the first year you did Pistachio Week? I know there's a lot of new restaurants that have been involved this year. So what was the evolution of that?
Well, like everything in farming, you know, you try to get better every year. And in this Pistachio Week, we started off slow to make sure we did it right. And as time goes by and we have better ideas and more people hear about it and want to be involved, it continues to grow. And I think the opportunity out into the future is there's a lot of potential for us to even grow up beyond the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah, I agree. I could see it going definitely throughout California and just evolving as the year goes on for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And going off of that, how do you think these restaurants are benefiting from American Pistachio Growers Pistachio Week?
Well, I've been in the hospitality space most of my career, and driving traffic is important. Mm-hmm. And you want the guests to experience something unique and wonderful and then tied into the local community and economy. And so we really want to do a lot of things. You know, we want to make sure that people that have never had pistachios have an opportunity to try it. We want to make sure restaurants have, you know, the ability to have a guest come in and experience a wonderful meal and maybe have a few drinks. And then we're always looking for an excuse to have a good party.
100%. There's nothing wrong with having a family get together, a little party at a restaurant, and getting everyone in the community involved, you know?
Yes.
It's perfect. For the future ahead, how do you see Pistachio Week evolving for the future and getting everyone in the community involved in that way?
Well, what I've been working on lately is just the nutritional benefits. Mm-hmm. We're looking at how healthy and how good for you pistachios are.
Yeah.
And I think it's an excellent opportunity to not only incorporate it into a dish that tastes great, but it also is very good for you.
Yeah.
It's a complete protein. It helps your metabolism. There's lots of things that why I think people need to be consuming more pistachios.
Yeah.
We're going to be growing a lot, so we need the global consumption to increase. But it's such a wonderful product. It's shelf-stable, and it's highly nutritious.
Very true, very true. So, William, with all the restaurants incorporating pistachios into their dishes and cocktails, how do you like to use pistachios?
Well, I like to sell pistachios, but there were so many wonderful dishes and drinks that I had an opportunity to experience and share with my friends.
I love that. I love that. And getting the community together, having delicious dishes and cocktails with family or friends, so it's the best part. And especially in the Central Valley, you can't get better pistachios in here.
Well, I look forward to doing it next year again.
Thank you, William, for joining us today. So check out next year, American Pistachio Week. You don't want to miss it. Anything else you want to say, William?
Well, don't forget, you can enjoy pistachios year-round.